Can you tell by my walk? Can you hear it in my talk? I'm barely cool. I'm barely cool. Can't you see in my eyes? It should come as no surprise. I'm barely cool.
Right off the bat, welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast.
Oh, welcome back to the Barely Cool Podcast.
I thought you were just going to go, oh, and then just like stop.
That would have been good.
Does this, hang on.
What?
Does this turn off traction control? Is that what that is?
Probably.
Why would you want to turn off traction control?
I don't know. If you're a silly goose.
Then why would they give me an option to? It is off. Why would you turn off traction?
Whoa, dude, your car's like kinky or whatever.
Why?
Got that BSM on it.
Okay, what is your... Sorry. Here's a question. Why does your tenant have so many cars parked on his dang property?
Oh,
not tenant, you're the tenant. Why does your landlord have so many dang...
It's because my landlord's son is like a... That's what he does. He sells cars. Yeah.
I was wondering, because I remember I came up here with Anissa last time, and there were, like, literally cars all back
yeah,
here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so there was the one truck here. It was, like, a Ford F-150, but it was, like, electric, Jalen was telling me.
What?
Yeah.
That's sick.
There's been, like, Porsches in here. It's been, like, this is actually not a lot.
Yeah, I think this is not as many as
yeah,
I used to.
I think we capped out at, like, 12 once, yeah, and they were all
crazy.
Giant trucks. And
all brand new, too.
No, that's the electric one. It's right there. It's
oh,
getting
really?
Charged, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's so nuts.
I didn't know Ford made
I didn't know
car.
Either.
That's so sick.
Anyway, I'm Judah Middle.
I'm Ben Rowley. Welcome back. We're driving right now. I don't know where we're going.
I don't know either.
We'll figure it out. I'm going to go pick my little brother up.
I was going to tell you something. No, I already told you this.
I got a couple stories that I could bust out.
Yeah, but I don't want to bust
you
too quick.
You want to save?
What?
Yeah, I want to wait.
I want to drag it out, so it's
pleasurable for both parties, us
and the listeners. Exactly. And our listeners deserve to be pleasured.
They do.
By
I'm
us.
I'm more concerned. Okay, this is
what?
If it's gone too far, Judah.
Has it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what? We didn't talk enough before the podcast started, so the bits aren't warmed up yet.
Yeah, well, that's
true. You know, like when you before you play sports. Nah, you don't know. But you know, like.
Okay, off to a good start.
Listeners out there, you know, like before you play sports, you gotta warm up.
Yeah, yeah, you do some stretchies.
Me and Judah gotta warm up our bits first.
Yeah, we gotta warm up our bits.
By bits, I mean.
Let me warm up.
Hilarious comedic bits.
We gotta warm up each other's bits.
So, we haven't done that yet. So give us bear with us here.
We're warming up our bits as we speak. That threw me. That was so casual. Just you don't know. Yeah, I get it. I'm an idiot. I'm a loser. I'm a freak. I'm a weirdo. What's that song?
What the song where
it's
you
like the song
self-deprecate.
Kind of.
I'm a weirdo.
No, it's
I'm
the
a-
shut up. It's the song that sounds like it's Alanis Morissette, where it's like,
who the heck is that? Who's Alanis Morissette?
Shut the hell up. Are you for real?
Oh, who is that?
Alanis Morissette, acclaimed Canadian singer of such songs as Head Over Feet. They literally reference her in The Office. You
oh.
I don't know. Yeah. There's a song that's not by her that sounds like her, where like the whole lyrics are like, I don't even know how to describe. Like they're opposing things, so it's like, I'll just find it. I'll find it.
Okay.
And I'll play like 2 seconds of it on the podcast, so people we don't get. I think it's called "I'm a B Word." Yeah, it's by Meredith Brooks.
Meredith Brooks.
Yeah, but it's not by. Okay, where is it? Here we go. Ready? Yeah. So that.
Oh, I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
Yeah. I'm a B word. I'm a lover.
I get
So I was trying to I was trying to do that when I was doing that. I'm a weirdo. Anyway, yeah, I'm a big fat loser who doesn't play sports. Is that what you wanted?
No.
That's what you wanted?
I didn't. I just wanted to be funny.
And you were funny. You got the laugh. Was it worth it?
It was. It was. It was worth
was
it.
Was cutting off a tiny piece of my armor.
Yeah.
Worth it. Then now
that
for
armor's
the
long
from
gone.
That. That's true. That's true.
You got this though. I tapped his tongue for those
it's
of you
armor
who didn't
in a,
see.
It's armor in a way. In a way, it is.
It's protective coating.
I'm like a whale.
Protective padding.
Yeah.
I feel like if I shot you with an arrow, it wouldn't go really far.
That was too far.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're like that guy in the Bible who swallowed the sword. I'm kidding. That was that's me. You're not
swallowed
that
the sword? You mean when you got stabbed in his fat
yeah,
body
and his fat
enveloped
swallowed the
it?
Sword. Yeah. Yeah.
He's so fat, his body swallowed the sword.
I'm sorry, I assumed when I said swallowed.
I'm
too used to talking to people who already know the story.
I know the story. I
no,
read
I
the
know,
Bible.
But not all of our listeners do. So he didn't actually swallow
yeah.
it. Like, his fat swallowed
Yeah, he
it.
Got stabbed, and it went all the way in.
All the way in.
I don't know. I don't really know how it... I don't,
if that actually happened?
I don't buy it.
I mean, it very well could just be a
My
sword.
Guess would have to be it's not a full-size sword, first of all. And second, I just can't see the hilt. I can't see the fat and flesh being so thin that the hilt breaks through. My guess is it got caught in, like, a fold.
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
They were yeah. That was, like, the poetic way of saying, this dude's too big.
Yeah. I mean, it, like, you know, people were right. It's like, these are... They're stories. They're going to use some literary devices. They could be using some hyperbole.
This just in, folks. Ben doesn't believe the Bible. I got to turn this down just a tiny bit.
It's on auto,
do anything.
So...
Oh, what
yeah,
the flip? There's
so
an auto?
Shut the auto off and then you can turn it down. Oh, now the auto's on. Now you've ruined it.
There we go.
Now I'm trying to turn left and you're distracting me. Speaking of turning left.
Yeah, tell your story.
Okay, so yesterday I'm in Barrie. I'm doing Uber Eats.
Nice segue.
And guys, thanks.
Speaking of turning left,
you ruined the segue. It was all working. So I was doing Uber Eats yesterday, and let me preface it.
Why are you saying it like that? Let me preface.
Because I have to preface this in. Most of the driving stories that we tell on this podcast, actually all of them, were never in the wrong. But I'm going to...
That's impossible.
Yeah, I'm going to accept today that I was a quarter, maybe a half, in the wrong.
Okay.
I was pretty much in the wrong. But I think a couple of these people were just dummies. Anyways, okay, so I was turning left.
Picture it. Visualize
In Barrie. So I'm coming down. Imagine, for those of you who live in Barrie, Essa Road, very busy road. I'm turning from a side street onto Essa. So I'm turning from a less busy street onto a busy street. Now, there's construction going on Essa, the busy street.
And so you're turning left?
I'm turning left onto the busy street where the construction is.
You got to cross an extra lane of traffic.
Yeah, and it's very busy and kind of backed up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I come up to this left turn, and again, I'm like looking at my phone because I'm doing Uber Eats.
Is there a light?
Yeah, it's a light. Okay. It's green, though. So I go out into the intersection and turn green. And I didn't notice that the area where I was turning was, like, pretty backed up.
Mm.
Otherwise, I just wouldn't have gone into the intersection.
Right.
So, number one, kind of a dumb move on me. I was distracted. So I shouldn't have gone out into the thing. Oh, it looked like I was pointing at that cop.
I did a little bit.
Number one, I will accept fault. I probably shouldn't. I've been paying attention. Anyways, the light goes yellow.
Yeah.
I have to make a split-second decision. Yeah. Do I get stuck in this part of the intersection or over there?
Yes.
So I make the turn.
Yeah.
And I end up almost in there, but my
You're sticking
butt
out a little.
Is sticking out a little bit,
yeah.
Blocking probably a quarter or half of the left turn lane. The other side.
Yeah. Essa's left turn lane.
Yeah, Essa's left turn lane going south. I'm going north. Here's my issue, okay? So I'm blocking it.
Yeah.
Not enough. The people in the left turn lane got an advanced green, which means that... They gotta go. So, in theory, all they would have to do is go around my butt and then do their left turn.
Yeah.
Because they have an advance. No one is coming the other way. So, I'm surprised they didn't do this, but the guy leading the group decided that I was blocking the lane too much, that he couldn't go around me. So I blocked the entire lane, like no one went. So he's like flipping, freaking out at me, yelling at me, and I'm sitting here going like, I don't know what you want me to do. It was a split second decision. Like, I'm here now.
Yeah.
But the worst part about this entire altercation was that because Essa was so backed up, once I actually got in, I had to sit in traffic as everyone in that left turn lane flipped me off and like yelled at me. Like, at one point someone rolled their window down and like got me to roll mine down. I was like, you blocked the entire lane, I'm gonna be late for this thing now. And I'm like, I said sorry, pal. And then I rolled my window back up. I was like, sorry, pal, and rolled it back up. People are like flipping me off, yelling at me, talking to their passengers like, look at this flipping idiot. And I just had to sit in traffic for like 5 minutes waiting for the light to go, for them to go, as they all just stared at me.
I can't believe you rolled your window down.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I wanted to hear what he said, had to say.
Can you imagine though? Like, you roll your window down and he's like, hey, don't worry about all these other people. You
didn't I was trying to think. I was like, it was, when I rolled my window down, I was like, Ben, you're gonna get in an argument with this guy. And I was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be nice.
Can
and
we?
Then he got pissed and I was like, sorry, pal. Put it up.
Can we go to like a Tim's or something?
Sure, you hungry?
I am a little peckish. And also, I could use like a little coffee or something.
Coffee?
That's so funny that like just, you're like rolling the window down and you're like, I know it's gonna be bad. What could he say that's gonna be like? He's like,
he's pissed.
Actually, it's my birthday today and I don't mind being late.
That would have been funny. But yeah, I told Anissa the entire way home. Like, that was like the worst. Like, it's one thing to make a oopsie on the road and then just keep driving. And it's like, I'll never see that person again. But I had to sit there for like 5 minutes.
And everyone accosted
like, and I'm just like this, like, face forward. And I can see people in my peripheral vision, like, look at this flipping weirdo, like, flipping me off. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
So, I see, it's one of those moments, too, where it's like, you have, like, a little, like, oh, that would have been funny to do after the fact. Like, when the guy's, like, trying to, like, he's signaling. You know the signal. He's, like, staring out his window, like, pointing down. If you were just, like...
I'm, like...
Yeah, you're, like, going up and down. You're, like, I can't... It's not...
Not getting
going. I don't know what the...
It's so... I will admit that I was a little bit at fault. It was a split-second decision. I decided wrong.
You know what?
But they definitely could have gone around.
It's our own podcast. I don't think you're ever. Because the alternative is, you've already started.
Yeah.
You did the inch out, as everyone does.
Yeah.
You can't reverse.
Yeah.
And are you going to just stay there?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You're gonna go to the extent that you can go, knowing that when it does free up a little bit, you'll just squeak in.
Squeak my way in, exactly.
No,
what am I
don't.
Do, stay right in the middle of the intersection? And, like, best case scenario, I noticed that it's busy and backed up already ahead of time, and I don't go in the intersection.
Yes.
But I wasn't paying attention because I was doing Uber, so blame Uber.
I also love...
So, I don't know.
I just love that the guy's like, I'm going to be late for this thing!
Yeah, and I'm like, Adam, sorry!
What do you want me to do,
I don't know. It's just, it was also the fact that, like, I definitely wasn't blocking the entire lane.
You could have
made it work.
I just want to say...
You chose not to.
If the difference between you being late to a prior engagement is whether or not you make a single left turn.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
You're already going to be late, my friend.
Yeah.
That's traffic in an urban atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like you're driving around. If you don't give yourself the extra time, like if every light has to be green on your drive, and let me tell you, I'm very familiar with that. And in the moment, I'm like, you know, I gave myself enough time.
Yeah.
Theoretically. But no, if you're actually like being like, you made me late. No.
Yeah.
Let's be real for a second.
Late. I don't think I made you late, random guy who maybe rolled down my window. Anyways.
What if he was on his way to like a parole hearing and now he's getting sent to jail?
That would be funny.
It would be kind of funny.
I think that'd be pretty funny, actually.
That's a good story. That is good. It's like you can't really... What are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It was a split-second decision. Yeah. I kind of decided wrong, but come on.
I had one of those. Not really. Like, I didn't get stuck. There's no Tim's in here. I hate to tell you. No, it's gone.
What the hell? Since when?
You've been out of the game too long, Benny.
I haven't been in this town.
It literally closed like 5 days ago.
What?
I thought you were going to that one.
I will now, but that's like a little mini, teeny, tiny. They never have good stuff at that one.
I know. That I should. I didn't
think. Rick!
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It's getting turned into a Starbs.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Sick.
They
better change the brick work, because that's...
That's pretty ugly for a
Starbs. Starbs looks a lot better than that.
That's not up to par for Starbs! I was turning left on my way to work. I was in the city.
Oh, God.
And...
Canada marches. Yeah, you don't.
Flipping... No, that was good, because he's driving slow. I was turning left, and I'm on Lakeshore Drive, which it's pretty busy, and also in this area of the city is riddled with just the most like confusing construction.
Fair. Oh, you piece.
So I'm trying to turn left, and
nope, my turn.
It has an advance, but the advance wasn't on because it had ended. It was just a regular old greeny boy. So I do exactly what you did, as I'm like in the intersection, and I'm looking at the cars coming, and then like it's pretty like backed up. So I'm like not backed up, but it's pretty consistent. So I'm like, where am I gonna find a little opening? And then I do like. I do just a little bit of a shoulder check, because I'm just
We're chilling.
The stream of cars is such that like it's busy enough that I'm like I'm just kind of like yeah I'm not getting in until the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go in?
Sure.
All right. So then.
Oh my goodness! Walk on a bigger diagonal line.
Yeah.
Would
just
you?
Keep just keep
Holy
going.
Hell. Let's just. Holy. Actually, the drive thru is dead. I'll just pop it.
All right. So I'm sitting there, and then I look up, dude. I don't know. I don't know what. What the hell? I don't know what I missed or for how long, but it's a red. I missed the yellow.
No.
And so I'm just like.
Oh, no.
And I can see cars, like, on the opposing traffic, like, start to inch, and I'm like, no. And, I'm in the middle of the intersection, and I'm just like, gah! And I, like, just flip a whip over.
That's terrifying.
But I was so flipping, like, and the issue was because I was doing, like, a little look over here.
Yeah.
I have no idea how long that red was. No one honked, so it can't have been that long.
Yeah, it must have just went green.
Yeah.
No one's
but,
honking.
Like, that moment of fear of just, like,
yeah.
And then I did like a little like jerk in my car because I was like, and then I was like, I have to go.
That's brutal.
Because like, you know, in those moments.
Yeah, because your brain's like, what can I do to get out of this?
Yes.
Yeah.
But also you have your like entire driving history in your subconscious being like, red means don't go.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, I can't go. It's a red. But
what
then I'm like, I'm in the
do?
Middle of an intersection.
Yeah.
I have to go.
Yeah. That's a toughie right there. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, not as stressful as yours, because I didn't have a stream of people thinking I'm the worst guy in the world for 20 minutes.
Handcrafted espresso beverages? Oh, well, maybe I'll try a latte.
I prefer them crafted with a machine. I don't want their hands.
You want black coffee?
Yes, please.
Large?
Yes, please.
I just got a large black coffee.
Sure.
And then I'll just do a medium latte, please.
Latte. Sure. Anything else?
Yeah, can I get a little farmer's egg wrap?
Yeah, can I do a farmer's egg wrap?
Sure.
And then I'll just do a plain bagel toasted with butter as well. And that's all.
Is that all? That's perfect.
Don't worry.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Why did I say that so weird?
Well, I was thrown off by... You went... Can I get a plain bagel toast with butter? She went, no worries. Like, you asked her a favor. like as if, like, you're putting her out by being like, can I get a plain bagel toast with butter? She goes, no worries. I'm like, yeah, I know. But then, yeah, you capped it out with, no, thank you so much.
I think the podcast took over. The podcast persona. I was like,
no, thank you so much.
Why did I say that? I never speak like that to minimum wage workers. They don't know. They don't deserve that type of chaos. Well, sometimes they do.
I'm like a firm believer in just in every, this isn't even a bit, but just in every moment, like, trying to not make life harder for people in minimum wage.
Yeah, I agree.
And so many people don't live like that. Yeah. It's shocking.
Yeah. I'm like, the most I'll do is, like, make them weirded out a bit.
Yes.
Like, if I hand me food, I'll be like, that's for daddy. Thank you.
Yeah, which is nothing.
It's like, they're going to be thinking about that for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, that'll kill some time.
Yeah. You know, and, like, I'm sure she's going, like, why do you say thank you so weird? Like,
it sounded like you're, like, rolling out, but the car hadn't even moved yet.
My brain just shut off, and it was like, podcast on Be Stupid. I was like, I gotta go watch.
Oh, that's good.
I want to try these little bowls. I've actually never had a latte from Tim's, but they said they have new espresso beverages. So
I had one of their new rice things. I had a wrap.
Oh, was it good?
It was actually pretty good. I got it from that Tim's that no longer exists.
Oh, I had chipotle the other day, and holy moly. Chipotle. Is that not what it's called?
You weren't facing me, and so I your voice sounded so serious.
That's what it's called.
Stop it.
Dude, it's called chipotle.
I don't like
chipotle
this.
Grilled.
Where did you get a chipotle around here?
I was in the States, and I was in Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
down there. Oh, yeah, you were at, like, a Jays game or something.
No, Elton John concert. Close enough, though. It was at the Rogers Center.
Okay.
It was a cool concert.
Was it cool? So
it was. We tried to get into Kelly's Landing, but it was stacked. So we were like, let's just go to chipotle. That's what it's called,
it's
dude.
It's literally not.
So we went to Chipotle, and then we got some burritos.
And what'd you get? What kind of burrito?
Chicken?
I should have known.
Chicken? Got some salsa.
Whoa. There's a wasp.
Don't you dare come in. I'll kill you and your whole family. I've done it before. I trapped a whole group of your people in a flipping thing last year.
I remember
you were there.
Yeah. We flipping with, like, spray rubber.
Yeah, you were not messing with. You're messing with the wrong human. Did you order the entire store? What is taking you so long? Holy hell!
How did your brain change that quickly? You weren't even, like, you within a nanosecond. You went from doing your, like, yeah, I'm not the guy to met. What is happening?
Oh, this man ordered everything.
That's also...
I'm expecting him to put 100 coffees
through the door. That's such a cliche joke, and let me tell you, I love it every time. What is this guy? Order the whole store? Wanted everything? Oh my gosh.
Holy hell, hurry up.
There's more. They just got handed more stuff. Oh my gosh. Would you do a full office lunch party? You got catered from Mr. Tim?
Order Uber Eats.
Yeah, and then Ben will pick it up.
Big thing. I picked it up from Tim today. Yesterday, and they took ages to put it together. Holy hell.
What did they order?
I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff. It was like $29.99.
Here's a question for you.
Finally. Goodness gracious!
Sorry. When you order Uber Eats, do you see what people ordered?
Like, no. It's on Visa, please.
Visa. Oh my gosh, this guy's broke. Hi there. I've got to use credit for everything.
Don't have my debit card on my phone, bro. Give me a break. Time for my debit.
That's for you.
What are you doing?
Well, we're gonna need those cup holders in a second, aren't we?
Black. Thank you so much.
I'm prepping, man.
You get to be careful with the money that's in there. Actually, it's plastic. It can't get dirty.
It might melt, boom.
I haven't had a latte from Tim's before, but is this? Do you think by asking for a latte, they gave me the new espresso beverage, or do they have two lattes now? One is the new one. One's the old one.
No, I don't think they ever had lattes before.
They never had lattes before?
No. I don't think so.
That's crazy. Thank you so much. You too.
You as well.
That guy said gentleman twice. He only handed me the coffee, said, there you go, gentlemen. And then when he handed me that, he said, you guys have a good day, gentlemen. He didn't actually say it, you guys. He said, have a good day, gentlemen.
Looks like that guy's a poor judge of character.
Yeah, we're not
gentlemen. Because we're not gentlemen at all.
No, thank you.
We're slobs.
Dude.
Slobs and
dude! Apes. There's no one! Go! Why are you stopping? It's not a stop sign! If there's no one coming! Holy moly for goalie! I almost got an accident. No, it's just flipping. Okay. Anyways. Sorry. Sorry. I've been trying to work on my rage.
I didn't.
Sorry. Sorry, okay?
I've never seen you like that.
He was turning right, too.
It's like when you see your dad flip out.
Yeah.
Where like, you're just kind of, like, you're just...
You're like, whoa.
The moment passes, and you're just like... So I...
Yeah.
We had a science test today.
Are we okay?
And I think I did pretty good. It's just silent in the car. Your dad just lost it on something, and you're just like...
So, he's still driving me to hockey next week, or?
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan got in a fight with his girlfriend. It was kind of awkward. How was your... You don't want to, like, finish this question? Because you know it wasn't good?
Oh, man. Seeing your... Particularly my father, like, have emotion has always been, like, a weird thing.
I was just going to ask you, have you ever seen your dad, like, cry?
Like, break down?
Yes.
Yes. The first time I ever saw it was when he got a call from his mom that his dad had just had a heart attack and was in the hospital.
Frick, that's awful.
And that was the first and only time in my life that I've seen my dad, like fall over. Like his legs gave out.
That's brutal.
Like, my mom was there when he got the call.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, midway through the call, and then he just, like, fell to his knees and was, like, crying. And, like, you know my dad.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
To see that amount of emotion from him was, like, I was shocked. But, I mean, I would have responded the same way if I got a call that my dad was in the hospital.
Obviously, he survived.
My dad, my grandpa's alive, guys.
Oh, okay.
It's all good. That wasn't when he died.
This is such a moment of real
Anyways,
emotion.
Yeah,
let me tell you when I first saw my dad break down, okay? And this has never left my brain.
Yeah, that's the same.
I don't know how old I was. Probably, I want to say like 7.
Okay, you remember it at 7.
I was around that age, and I remember it because, this is so sad for me now. The reason my dad was like broke down was because of my brother and I. Because we were, my brother and I would fight so much that it like broke my dad's heart to see us like
That's
fighting so,
sad. So
much. Yeah, it was awful. And he was like, I hate seeing you guys like fight like this because your mom and I love you so much. And I was just like, this is the worst moment of my life.
That's so
I
sad.
I know, dude. I caused
that
it.
Makes me want to cry. Like, I had nothing to do with my dad breaking down. You were the cause.
Yeah, I'm a scum.
You're a little scumbag.
I'm a scum.
I am scum. Wow, that's actually impressive.
Thanks.
Anyways,
got that rage out, you know?
All right, so I want to tell you something about the most...
I think we just moved on from that, like, moment of our dads both breaking down. We're like, anyways.
Raw emotion. Let's go back to being dumb.
Okay.
I want to tell you a story.
Okay.
Today. It happened today. Oh,
so
I have to get my ring resized, right? Still.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I've been texting Sardar. Shout out Sardar. Designs by Sardar on Instagram.
Yep.
If you need a ring, go to him. Or any jewelry, for that matter. Mostly rings, but yeah. I don't know if he makes any jewelry.
I'm
rings.
Sure he does.
So I've been texting him, and he was like, you should go to a jewelry store and get, like, a legit size. And I was like, okay, cool. So I went today before, like, Judah was sleeping because he's late always. Where was I making fun of you?
Going to the jewelry store.
Yeah, so I went to the jewelry store to get sized. And this was, like, the most awkward. All together, it was the most awkward encounter ever. So... First of all, I had to sit there for like 10 minutes while she helped someone else out. And I must have looked at the same ring display like 100 times because I was just like walking around being like, like leaning forward.
You didn't just ask like, hey, or like...
They were helping someone else.
Oh, there was only one person?
Two people, but they were both helping someone.
Why would they both be helping? That's so...
No, they were helping individual people. There's two people in the store.
Okay, hold on. First off, you were telling me and I was like... They're both, like, with the same customer? Well, you're just, like, kicking rocks?
No. They both had separate
customers.
They
look at you, they're like, this guy's not buying
anything. They were nice, though, because they looked over, like, midway through, like, after I'd been in there for a few minutes. They were like, hey, we'll be right with you. And I was like, hey, no problem, take your time. And all the time, all the while, I'm an idiot. Like, I can't just, like, I don't know. I can't tell people why I'm actually in there. Like, I can't be like, hey, I'm trying to get this current ring I have resized. So I took my ring off and put it in my pocket, and I crafted this elaborate story that I'm still engaged and I'm shopping for wedding bands because I want them to think that I might buy from them. That way they're more likely to be nice to me. So I'd had my ring off, and so all the time while I'm kicking rocks here, I'm like crafting this story. And so she finally gets over to me, this girl. She's like, how can I help you? I was like, oh, hey, I've been shopping for wedding bands, and I just don't know my size. So can you size me? She was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then she busts out the little size ring thing, and she pops.
What's your size?
So this is a 10 and a half. Yep. 9 and a half, it looks like what might work.
Okay.
But somewhere between 9 and 9 and a half, because here's where it gets awkward. She's putting it all on, and like something about like sticking your hand out like this and like letting someone like, and she's like full on touching, grabbing my hand.
Oh yeah.
And then it got really weird. So she puts the 9 on, and yep, the 9 was like not coming off. Like it was hard to get off.
Yeah.
So she's now like pulling on my arm. I'm just kind of sitting there like laughing. I'm like, it's funny, it's not coming off. And then she was like, relax, you need to relax. And I was like, I'm relaxed.
What?
And she's like, if it swells, it's not gonna come off. She's like, relax, don't worry, relax. And I'm like, I'm just kind of like giggling. I'm like, she's like, I'm just like, yeah, it's not coming off. She's like pulling, and she's like, relax, you need to relax. And I'm like, I am relaxed. But like, she wasn't making me relaxed by telling me to relax. Dude, this went on for like 2-3 minutes.
Does she think though? Hold up. Does she think it's stuck because you're? Your finger muscles are tense.
I'm like
with
stressed.
Stress?
Yeah, like I'm swelling or something. Yeah, and I'm like,
do you swell when you're stressed?
Is that a thing? I don't know.
She's or like, is it like you're like you're tensing your finger muscles and you're like, it's
I don't know. She's telling me to relax. She's like, it'll be worse if you swell. And then she's getting all like weird and flustered, and I'm like, I'm not like, get it off. I'm like sitting here going like, this is funny, trying to like lighten the tension because you're pulling my hand. You're like, she has my hand in like a full grasp, yanking my finger. I'm like, this is awkward. I'm trying to make it less awkward. And she just like kept telling me to relax.
You were tense. You tensed up.
No, I didn't. Well, as she kept telling me to dang hole relax, I tensed up. So anyways, eventually she finally gets this dang thing off. And then I'm like, and then
why don't she just like twist it? Like a straight pull, never
I don't worked. Know! I was relaxed!
You don't seem relaxed.
Oh, you're just gonna like it. You're gonna be at the perfect timing. I'm just gonna go park over here.
And do it.
Okay?
Do it.
I'm gonna eat my bagel.
Yeah.
I've
been eating this farmer's wrap.
So anyway, she finally takes it off, and then... So that was like the most awkward of all the altercations. And I'm just like sitting there being like, she's like, yeah, if your finger swole, it would've been worse. I'm like, okay, whatever.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, it's off. Okay, and then she's like, oh, so, like, when's the wedding? And the one, in all the time that I had to craft my story, the one thing I forgot to craft was, when's the wedding? So she asks me, when's the wedding? I'm like, oh, like 6 months. So I have plenty of time. And she goes, oh, okay. And she's like, do you want to look at rings right now? And I was like, in my head, I'm like, not at all. But I'm like, yeah, sure. She takes me over to the ring cabinet, and she's like, oh, so what are you looking for? Like, gold, titanium? And I'm like, ah, probably, like, white gold. And she's like, how big? And I just described the dimensions of this ring. I was like, yeah, 6 millimeters.
You hit it with a 6 millimeter? Holy frick!
And then she's just, like, sitting there. And then she's like, oh, and like looking. And then I felt awkward, so I just started asking like bogus questions. I'm like, what's the difference between 18 and 14K gold? And she just starts describing it. I'm like, also like the higher the carat, like is it the softer? And she's like, no, they're kind of like all coated in the same thing. And she keeps explaining to me. And I was like, yeah, I'm probably just going to keep looking online. I just left.
I'm imagining this saleswoman. A guy comes in. Doesn't know when his own wedding is. Doesn't know his ring size. And then when she asks roughly how big, you're like, 6 millimeters. You have an exactly perfect ring size. Like a width that's so common in ring sizes. And then you hit her with what's the difference between 18 and 14K? She's like, wow, this guy really knows how thick he wants his ring, but everything else, he's clueless.
It was so awkward, bro. It was so awkward.
I mean, okay, hold up. I would do that. in the sense that, like, I probably would also hit them with a... I'm just looking to get my finger sized. And I probably would take my ring off. Mm-hmm. That is not that unreasonable. However, you took it on a level that's so wild to me. And I love it. I'm so glad that happened to you.
I just got nervous walking in. I was like, I'm going to craft an elaborate story. I had the answers to questions. Like, I had, like...
I didn't put my little ring on.
Like, if she asked about my wife, I had a whole answer. If she asked about, like, the engagement or anything, I had the whole answer. The one thing I forgot to plan out was the wedding date.
And after all this, you're still between two sizes.
Because I also had to fight my brain when I said... My brain was like, oh, say June 4th. Because that was when my actual wedding was. I was like, that already passed. And I feel like maybe not next... Like, she might believe next year, but...
So she'll be like, you might not want to get your ring size right now, because...
May change.
That's so funny. She's just the most awkward encounter. Like, okay, I'm gonna need you to relax.
Yeah. I'm like, I am. It's just like, I didn't give any indication that I wasn't relaxed. And she was just screaming relax at me. And I'm like, can you relax? I wish.
Because she's terrified she's gonna have to cut a ring off someone at work and lose the merchandise. You excited to get your ring resized finally? So you're going to go for the 9, never get it pulled off ever?
I'll go 9.5, probably. Maybe 9.25. Mm. We'll see.
Smart.
I think anisus is 5.75.
Yeah, quarters are pretty common, I've heard. I think Maddie's has got some quarters in there. Actually, I think mine is. Mine's tiny. But I also...
Yours was too big at the beginning, too, right?
Way too big. Here's like a 10.
It's like 10.5.
Yeah, that's massive.
It's like, it stays on.
Yeah.
But.
Mine stayed on a little bit. This is like a 7.75.
Really?
Yeah, but it's also like literally shrunk the.
Oh, yeah.
Because I. Sirdar measured it. And. He like tried on a couple. I don't know how, like, was yours like the different ring sizes or whatever, like the little rings?
The little ringer thing.
So, yeah, his is on like a keychain, so he just like flicks through them or whatever.
Yeah, and, same with that.
He did the 8, and we start with a 9, and I was like, honestly, like, it probably could work. One key thing was winter, so I think, like, my hands are probably a little bit smaller in winter. And I also, was like a little chubbier at the wedding, and I was planning on not being as chubby. So I was like, I'm gonna intentionally go a little tight. I probably could fit an 8 or even a bit more. But yeah, I just like it's more the my fingers kind of flare at the knuckles a little bit. So then it was like I didn't want it to like the size to be based on the knuckle, but then like down here it's like,
so like shaking around.
Yeah, so I went really small.
Yeah, that's fair. I think Sirdar sent me like a voice message, and he'd explained how like when you actually go there and they size you, make sure you get like a size, they pull a sizer out that is like the same width as your ring, because I think like if your ring is thinner, I guess you can go smaller or something. I don't know, he just explained it, this big long thing, and I was like, okay, cool. And the thing she pulled out was like real thick, so I was like, cool, this works. So I might go 9.25. We'll see. See what Sirdar says. I'll text him.
You guys like hearing that? About us just talking about our ring sizes? How big are your ring sizes?
Tell us in the comments.
Leave a comment below.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Hit the bell button for notifications.
Look at this kid
practicing. Tennis club or something?
This kid's practicing. I went
right
there,
actually.
My dad had a membership there for like a year, and I went.
It's a membership?
Yeah, you need a membership.
Oh, I thought it was like just anyone could play tennis.
No, it's a club.
Oh. Kind of an odd place to put it, I guess.
Yeah.
You and Anissa have been playing tennis.
Yeah, quite a bit, actually.
That's pretty cool. You guys getting fit?
Sure.
Playing tennis?
Tennis?
With Anissa?
How's that latte? You just starting your first sip now?
Yeah.
That was a very non-committed sniff. You were like not sure about that.
Instantly it doesn't.
Dude, flipping, okay, you as an 80-year-old man, dude, are gonna have the wildest eyebrows. Holy.
Why?
Your eyebrows cover a lot of surface. and those things are gonna bush up.
You're just pissed that I have been coming after you and taking shots at you.
No, I'm impressed. I'm because like look at mine. Me. Wait, hold up. Well, you can mine are like they kind of get hidden by the my glasses.
My glasses.
I hear things about my glasses. No, I like it. You look like Eugene Levy.
Who's Eugene Levy?
Google.
Make up.
Big sip. He hasn't sipped yet. This coffee's gonna be too hot. Holy moly! Where's my phone? I gotta text my mom. It's her birthday today. That good, huh?
That's actually garbage. Man, why did I trust Tim's, man? I knew not to. I never trust Tim's. Tim's coffee sucks.
What?
It's garbage coffee. It's terrible, all of it. I shouldn't have believed that they could make a okay latte. The only thing that I've ever had from Tim's coffee related that I actually enjoyed was that like hazelnut thing with the espresso infused foam.
Yeah, the cold.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was good.
The hazelnut or the espresso infused foam is a fun little invention. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you, by the way?
But this is like garbage, bro.
I'm a sinner, I'm a late. I do not feel ashamed. I'm nothing in between. What am I in any other? Meredith Brooks. I thought you were Alanis Morissette.
I got a haircut today, too, at 3 o'clock. In Aurora.
With your guy?
Tyler. Oh,
that wasp followed us, dude.
No.
I just saw one fluttering.
No, it can't happen.
This is the worst podcast we've ever recorded.
No, it's not.
No, you're right.
We told funny stories.
Your stories were funny.
Sure.
It's just I'm off today, you know? You're things have been really dark.
That's unfortunate, man. I'm sorry to hear that. Anyways. Trying to think of another story to tell. Something to do with the podcast. Don't ever look at me like that again.
What?
Don't ever look at me like that again. Want to try this?
I do, actually.
It's not good. Don't squish my money.
For those of you at home, Ben's got his cup holder, your two cups classic, but there's like he's got his a couple bills. It's what about $65, $45?
It's 45, yeah.
Wrapped up around the one cup holder, and just quietly go, don't squish my money.
It's because my barber only takes cash, so it's for the that today.
It's a cheap haircut.
It's actually only 35.
Well, yeah, but you got tip.
Yeah.
You got a tip. Okay. Ooh.
Initial
sniff's not nice. Sounds like cardboard.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it.
See?
Oh. That's nothing. That's not good.
Yeah. It's
that's
like
burnt.
Yeah. It's and the espresso
a,
is burnt.
Not
yeah.
in like a nice roasted way.
Mm-hmm.
In like a like you've killed. You've killed all the subtlety of the flavor. It just kind of tastes like bitter.
Yep. Yep.
And then the milk is not good either.
No, milk's not like frothy at all.
It's both. It both gives you like it's warm and cold at the same time.
Yeah.
There's like a, like, I don't know. That was
it's
bad.
Garbage. All of it's, everything about
Listen
it.
Listen here, Tim! Don't prom, no, don't promise
don't.
Me. Unless you can actually follow through. Okay?
Okay.
And this new espresso beverage, known as a latte, is not good.
It's not good. You want to hear the dumbest thing?
Yeah. Other than what we just did. Yeah.
We went to the Elton John concert.
Yeah.
So notice, what's wrong with this?
You got a red cap on it.
Yeah, on a Dasani water bottle.
Yeah. And I was going to say, first off, Dasani. Second, it's got a red
Yeah,
lid.
we went to grab a water bottle.
Yep.
And we went to this one random place in Rogers Center. And we got Dasani. And they said, oh, we have to take the cap off. Because people are, like, throwing them into the thing. And I was like, what? Why? And then they were like, yeah, we have to take the cap off. And I was like, okay, well, we want the water. So I assumed that this was, like, a universal thing.
Yeah.
So I let them take the cap off. I grabbed the water without the cap. And it was for Anissa, and she wanted a cap, because why would you want a cap? You're not going to drink the whole thing right now. So I assumed it was a universal thing.
Wait.
And then I'm walking.
They took the cap off, because they're worried you're going to...
Throw the cap into the, like, like when Elton's performing.
I'll throw the water bottle.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I know.
It's more plastic.
Yeah. So I assume, but I in the moment I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get pissed at this guy. I assume this is a universal thing.
Yeah,
what I
this
say,
is a rule.
What I say is not gonna do
True.
Anything. So I was like,
Wait,
whatever.
That's very. That was a good moment of self-awareness. You
yeah.
went, look, I'm not. If this is a Rogers Center policy, I'm not gonna change it by getting frustrated.
This guy doesn't know. He didn't make the policy.
You're doing that like thing where you're smiling through gritted teeth. You're like,
yeah,
fine.
Like, yeah, thanks. Give it to me.
Take it then. I don't even care. Yeah.
And here's where my happy peacefulness took a turn. I'm walking back to my seat.
Yep.
Everyone around me's got caps on their water bottles. Everyone. And I go, what the hell is this?
You got
I'm
pumped.
Like, now I'm like, it, and but I knew that, it, so I went back to this thing and I see he's taking the cap off every single person coming into that kiosk.
Right.
And so I went to another kiosk and bought a Coke.
Yeah.
And they didn't make me take the cap off.
It's just that guy.
It's just the one thing, the one Cabana. They're taking caps off, no one else is. So I was like, okay, now I'm pissed. So then Anissa was like, I want a cap in my water bottle. So I went and bought a Coke, and I was like, I'm just going to drink this Coke, so I take my cap, so I get rid of the cap. And that's how we got this
that
weird,
guy's
freaky
a, that
Dasani.
Guy's, that guy might kill people.
Yeah.
That guy's got like a he's got a power trip at his job taking caps off water bottles because he's determined.
Yeah.
Here's what happened. He overheard like some like operations manager like walking by going, we got to figure out something to do about these people throwing caps in.
Yeah.
And he went... I'm gonna get a raise. I'm gonna get a promotion. I'm not gonna let anyone. And then he's like, they're gonna notice me. They're gonna notice, hey, why are these people walking around without caps? It's gonna come back to me. Jeff.
Yeah,
Jeff. No one coming to Jeff's kiosk is getting a cap to throw, right? Because you said, Gary, you said that you were trying to, and I solved it! That guy kills people for
yeah,
sure.
Right. He does kill people.
And then,
yeah.
And then, like, and then when he goes up to Gary later, he's like, hey, so, you know, I didn't see anything different?
Yeah. And he's like, yeah. He's like, what are you talking about?
Do I know you? And he's like, Gary, I solved the cap problem.
The issue of the caps.
And he's like, what are you talking about? People throwing caps. And he's like, yeah, no, it's like, it's a little annoying, but like.
Yeah, no big deal.
Like, what are you doing? Well, I'm not giving people their caps. Well, that probably pisses people off. Are people getting upset?
Yeah.
But I mean, I thought it was worth it for you, Gary. Look, I don't know you. Like, just let people... Can you not do that, actually? It's really kind of a... It's probably going to piss off more people, and then we're going to get bad reviews, and... Oh.
Oh, yeah.
So do I...
Yeah.
Like... Well, I just thought, because, like... Our quarterly review's coming up, and I wanted it to... Yeah, this will reflect negatively in your quarterly review. And then he's back in the locker room, and he's just like, SLAM!
Yeah. You're, like, playing out a full movie here. It's like, I get the Joker vibes.
Yeah,
like the origin story of the Joker, where it's like, I'm trying so hard! And now it does nothing.
And then,
I'm
like,
done.
His coworker, the one guy at work who like sympathizes,
Jeff, you okay? And he's like, no! How can I be okay? I pour everything I have into this!
Yeah.
Nobody takes me seriously.
They're going to take me seriously soon. You just wait. What are you talking about, man? You just wait.
He comes.
Don't come to work tomorrow.
He's got like a suit made out of bottle caps. He's also a clown, but instead of a red nose, it's a red Coke cap on.
Oh, man. Yeah, so. Yeah, I remember.
That's annoying.
I remember going from just like, nah, what are you going to do? To like, oh, you piece.
Yeah.
So, I didn't like it.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You just. You gotta like grab a stranger, like, come with me. He's like, what? And you're like, you got a Dasani water bottle, you got a cap there, come with me. Drag him all the way back to the kiosk. You're like, let's deal with this.
What is this?
What's this? Because he's got a cap. Hmm?
Better yet, what if I just grab the guy who's got the Dasani? I'm like, where'd you get a cap? What? Why didn't they take it off?
What? I don't know. Yeah, I just opened like,
where'd you go? Which kiosk?
He's like, I think that one. No! No! It wasn't that one! Because that's the one I went to! No!
No. You're like slamming your hand next to his head, picking him up by the like, scruff of his collar.
You do that thing where
no!
you press him against the wall and you punch right next to the wall. You're just like, don't lie to me!
Holy hell, this podcast took a turn, bro.
Anissa's like, Ben, it's okay.
Ben, it's fine.
She's like trying to pull your shoulder, and you're like,
and I'm like turning around. No, it's not okay. If we let this happen, who knows where it'll go?
If we just let life walk all over us, we're nothing to them. Don't you see? We're worms to them.
Now this twerp is gonna tell me where he got his water bottle.
You turn back, he's already gone.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Is this the clutch fist? Yeah. Anyways, guys, see what I'm wearing today? I'm wearing some no-fly socks.
I saw those in the apartment. Those are nice.
Oh, got these for me?
Meep!
Meep!
I did!
I got those!
Meep! That's my... Dude, that's TikTok, dude.
It is?
Yeah.
Cheese! I'm not on TikTok.
Cheese! Yeah. Thighs of cringe. Falls over of cringe.
How do you do that?
You're locking up. You gotta fully unhinge the
Oh man!
No, you
yes, daddy's talking.
That's funny.
Anyway, where was I? You don't like being told that daddy's talking, dude.
No! I want to talk when I want to talk! Anyway, talk away, daddy. Mm-mm. You're still drinking that latte, eh?
Yeah, I just want to drink it. I want the caffeine.
Yeah, I just want to drink it.
I want a good latte. I should never have gone to anywhere but
what's
Starbucks.
Crazy is
dude,
we...
have you been to Balzac's? Sorry, Balzac's? You ever heard of that?
I've heard, it's like, I
Balzac's
know
Balzac's Coffee Roasters?
No, I thought they did water. Like Balzac?
Yeah.
I thought they sold bottled water.
What the hell?
I might be wrong.
Where the hell are you from?
I've heard of them, but I have heard of the coffee roaster now that you
Balzac's?
Mentioned
it.
Yeah.
I call them Balzac's because it's so close to Balzac.
Yeah, it's better.
There's a bunch of them downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
When me and Ace were down there before the concert.
Do they sell coffee or is it just like ground coffee? Or do they sell like you go in, they got like an actual coffee shop in there?
They got like a full coffee.
Okay.
So they have one on Ryerson's campus.
Yep.
So Toronto Metropolitan University.
That was so close, dude. Nice save. You almost were in a world of hurt.
Toronto Metropolitan University?
I was this close to punching you in the face.
I understand why they changed the name, but that does not roll off the tongue nice. They couldn't come up with like a nicer one. Ryerson is so easy to say.
It's a one word.
But yeah, but Toronto Metropolitan University, that's a lot of syllables to
I
add.
I guess MU, if you want to go like they do that in the States, they do like the letters, like just call it MU.
Oh, yeah, TMU.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe I'll do that.
Or all just right. Metro.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right, that works. Ryerson's a scumbag. We were at Metro. Oh, look, that place is called Metropolis. They might think I mean that.
Oh, or the grocery store!
No!
So TMU!
We were at TMU. Toronto Metropolitan University. Nice. And they have a ball sacks there. So we went into it. And a whole buddy. We got iced lattes. They were out of this world.
Really?
This is a 0 out of 10. Yeah. They were 11 out of 10.
Really?
They were so good.
We got, there's a...
They were so good.
There's a local coffee roaster in Newmarket. And I've heard good things.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can buy them, you can buy, whenever you run out of your Italia stuff, there's a shop on Mullock. Yeah, that, nice. I think it's called... what is it called? The Earth Market. It's very, like, hippie, but their whole thing is, like, it's like a bulk barn kind of thing. So, like, you can refill a bunch of stuff, and they get their coffee sourced from them mostly, and it's great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sick. But, yeah, I love a good coffee. I want to
go to a ball sack now. Go to the old cock and ball coffee.
Amen, brother. I got a nice little iced latte. I don't get a lot of iced coffee, really.
Right.
But that was crazy because it's a hot day. So I was like, I'm not gonna get a latte right now. But yeah.
You think you could like? Do you think you could run a business? Because like, okay, here's the thing with Balzac's is like, they know, right? Like they know that their name. Sounds
like ball sack. Yeah, and people are going to turn it into that.
Yes, and I'm sure that's part of the appeal. You know, you do everything to make it seem like high-end, fancy, whatever. Don't ever, ever, like, drop to the level of ball sack. Mm-hmm. However, you know that people are going to do it for you. So that the higher, like, the longer you stick to your guns at no, it's ball sack, people will talk about it and be like ball sack because they're thinking they're funny, but actually you're getting free marketing. So what I'm bringing up here is, could you? Oh, holy frick! My seatbelt's not on. Oh, I'm gonna squish your money. Oh my gosh!
Don't squish my money.
I wonder if you could have a menu item there, where you like just hide innuendo. So you get people like. I can't think of, like, you know, I'm not a subtlety guy. I'm an ideas guy, okay?
Something with testicles?
Well, or just like, yeah, could you get someone to be like, can I get an extra large cock and ball?
Maybe a little more subtle than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I thought, you know.
You're just the ideas guy.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think to lean into the meme a little bit.
Yeah, but then never
actually admit it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You keep
don't make it so obvious.
You keep your fancy fonts and your nice atmosphere, but then you gotta go up there and
yeah, that's funny.
And can I get the, you know, can I get the? Let me think of something. No, it's gonna be funny. It's going to be funny.
As if, like, someone is, like, one of our listeners is like, man, it's not going to be funny. No, it is. I promise.
No, it's going to be.
Something to do with testicles. Test.
Can I?
Definitely beat you there, but you're going to go anyways. That's fine.
Can I get the,
It's better than waving me forward.
Oh, I got it, dude. I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, dude. I got it. It's an iced coffee. Can I get the pen iced coffee?
That's pretty good, actually. That's not bad.
Thank you.
Pen iced coffee.
Because then it's like Balzac, where it's like, can I get the pen iced? And then you're like, oh.
And then
like you, because you say it, and you're like, can I get the pen? And you kind of stop, and then the barista's like, yeah. Like no reaction.
The pen iced?
Oh, you want the pen iced coffee?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, actually, that sounds kind of nice.
What, you want a medium, large, or...
You can go, two pumps or one? This was a good podcast, actually. I changed my mind. That bit with the Joker bottle cap thing?
Yeah.
Good bit. How was Elton John, by the way?
Actually, excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see him doing well.
And it was his last show ever in Toronto. Like, that's the last time he's ever playing in Toronto, so... he put on quite a good show. The only thing, so I don't know if I told you, but I was worried that he was going to do a lot of, like, the new songs he's made with, like, Dua Lipa and, Britney Spears. Yeah. He didn't. He only did one. He did the Dua Lipa one when he was at, like, the end to be, like, dumb. And then, like, I got scared, though. He did Dua Lipa, and then he left. went off stage. Right. He was just going to change. Mm. But I was like, I thought that was the end. And right. I'm like, there's no way you're ending your farewell tour in Toronto. Your last time in Toronto. With your song that you made with Dua Lipa. Like, no one came here for that.
I do like Dua Lipa, though.
Yeah, I mean, you can like Dua Lipa, but you don't go to see Elton John to see Elton John's mix with Dua Lipa.
I don't... Here's my issue, and I'm sure that I'm in a vast minority. Vast minority. That doesn't really make sense. Shoot it. Idiot! Stupid! I don't want to hear all the hits. I like a lot of his deeper tracks.
I agree.
I like,
he played a few deep tracks.
Candle in the Wind. It's not that deep,
but he played that,
I think it's called, like... Frick. I think it's called, like, Daniel?
Yeah, Daniel.
That's a great one.
It's a great song. He played that as well. And then he played, like, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, which is another really good one.
The only one
Philadelphia Freedom, not a dream track, but a good song.
The only hit of his that I love, because I'm not a Crocodile Rock guy.
I like Crocodile Rock. I don't like Rocket Man, though.
See, I prefer Rocket Man.
Really? Yes. I'm more of a Crocodile Rock guy. The atmosphere in which he busted out Crocodile Rock was really fun because everyone was, like, dancing.
Right.
It was really cool.
I'm not a Tiny Dancer guy.
Anissa loves Tiny Dancer. Loves it.
A lot of women love it. It's a very classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic song for women in our age group.
Yeah. It's not my favorite, but
my favorite is Yellow Brick Road.
See, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Yeah, he.
That's a slapper. That's a finale.
The tour is called Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Which works so well
because that's the name of the album.
Yeah.
And it's also Goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, I'm leaving, and the whole like premise that he built up in the concert is that like I'm going to. Down my yellow brick road, like into the sunset, and I'm like, that's so cool.
That's fun.
I was like, that's kind of
fun. It's also like, it's just such a, like, acoustically, is such a big, like,
yeah.
Bah, bah, bah. Oh, yeah. It's so nice.
Yeah, so he did the Dua Lipa song, and then he left, and I was like, no way that's how he's gonna end here. And then he came back out and did Goodbye Yellow
Brick Road. That's fantastic.
How much
were those ticks?
They were like $80 each.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah, and we were like it was 500 level, but like for the concert, I really don't care. Like we just kind of hung out.
Yeah.
And the floor seats though were like $2,000.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you end up flicking your bottle at him?
No.
Should've.
I know. I love him too much. But yeah, it was actually really good though. He did like Saturday Night's Alright for Fighting, which is like a really fun song.
Yeah.
I always wanted to see it live, and he did it live. Back here. Good.
Anyways,
Max isn't out for like 15 minutes. Let's see if there's parking.
We're just gonna sit in this parking lot. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Barely Cool Podcast.
We love you. I've been barely cool for a while, cool with the wink and a smile, but I'm cooler than you are with or without bias. I've barely started, this is barely hard for me. Well, I'll stop myself, if nobody else.
We do love you, honestly, and I know things have been hard at home.
It's gonna get better.
We'll be there for you always. Okay.
Okay.
Unless Ben finds out you're a fairy. See you later.
That's so weird.